This shir is dedicated to Inui Nishmoser of Chaim Yisocho Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our unforgettable friend and most special younger man, Chaim Feigenbaum. I think his yahrzeit is one of these days. I do not recall precisely, but I think his yahrzeit is one of these days. And this shir should be Inui Nishmoser. He should be a Melech Yosef for his beautiful and wonderful family. And we should all hear beside us, Tavis. So this week we read Parshas Bechukosai, which is the culmination of Chumash Vayikra. And today we will be studying and learning the last Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. Eila HaMitzvus Asher Tzivu Hashem Es Bnei Yisrael B'Yad Moshe. And Chazal Darshan Shabbos Kuv Dalet Omed Aleph Eila HaMitzvot She'en Enovi Reshai L'Chadash Dova Miyato. A Novi has no authority to add on to the mitzvahs. At the very end of Chumash Bamidbar, the last posuk in Chumash Bamidbar is a similar posuk. Eila mitzvahs v'mishpotim, asher tzivu Hashem, es bnei Yisrael b'yad Moshe b'aves Moav, b'yarden yirecho. Almost the same formulation. So in Shabbos Kuv Dalet Omed Aleph, all we find in the Gemara is Eila mitzvahs, and the Gemara does not indicate which Eliyah mitzvahs are we dealing with. Is it the last pasuk in Chumash VeYikra, or maybe the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar? The Marsha on the spot, Shabbos Kuv Dalet Omed Aleph, takes it for granted, and he writes that Chazal are referring to the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar, and he explains a very, very logical explanation. Mishnah Torah is basically Chazora. That is what the definition Mishnah Torah indicates. So obviously the first four Chamoshim are the entirety of Taryag Mitzvahs. So it would only seem natural that after Moshe presents the Jewish people with the entire Torah, his finishing line is Eila HaMitzvah She'en Enovi Reshai L'Chadash Dova Miyato. Well, why would this rule be inserted in the middle of Chamesh Chumash Torah when there are still many mitzvahs to go that were not yet given to Bnei Yisrael? So that is the logic with the Marsha's approach. However, the source of this drasha is in Sifra Torah Skoranim, and we find it at the end of Chumash VeYikra and not at the end of Chumash Bamidbar. So that is really Tzorach Yom. Why would this drosha be in the middle of Taryag Mitzvahs? The only reasonable explanation I could offer is based on the Hakdama, the introduction of the Ramban to Chumash Bamidbar. And the Ramban writes, in this Chumash, all the mitzvahs are Hayroas Shah. And there aren't many mitzvahs ledoides in Chumash Bamidbar, besides some of the rules of Korbonos, shehitchel b'sefer ha-koyanim b'chumash v'yikra, velo nishlam biuram ela b'chumash Bamidbar. So the Ramban indicates and explains that actually the Taryag mitzvahs were given in Chumash Bereishis, some of them, and Shemois v'yikra. Bamidbar is the story of Bnei Yisrael in the desert and some of the additions in Hilchas Karbonos that were added on in Chumash Bamidbar, but not any basically new mitzvahs. So that would explain why this drosha appears at the end of Chumash VaYikra. So it is from this posuk that we learn that a Navi cannot be mechadish any mitzvah. Well, we are very well familiar with Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is a mitzvah which we find twice. Interestingly enough, twice in Mishneh Torah. So many mitzvahs are found twice in Chumash Chumash Torah, usually first time in one of the previous Chamoshim, second time in Mishneh Torah. But the Yisr of Lo Tosifun Al Adova V'Lo Tikru Mimeno is found twice in Mishneh Torah, Parshas Veschana, once again in Parshas Le'ei. How do we define Baal Tosef? In Chazal, we only find the prohibition, the Issa to be Moisef, b'chelke ha-mitzvah b'shas kiyuma. When we are performing mitzvahs, we cannot add on to the mitzvahs. And the examples that we find in Chazal are Chamisha Batim b'tfilin, Chamisha Minim b'lulav, Hayoshen b'shmini, all the examples we find regarding Bal Tosef. Is Bal Tosef b'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. When we are performing the mitzvahs, we should perform them as is, as they are described and presented in the Torah, without any addition or subtraction. However, the Rambam's approach, Perik Beis Halachotas Milchas Mamrim, is that there also is a very clear prohibition, a very clear Yisra Lav, when any Beis Din or any Chochem or Moira Hiroa would add on additional mitzvahs. Not only in the performance of the mitzvahs, but also Bal Tosef D'Hiroa. And the Rambam gives an example. If any Beis Din will any time claim that Bosarav Becholov is an Issa D'Uraisa, he would violate Bal Tosef. However, if the Beis Din would say, as they actually have decreed, that Bosar al Bechorov is Mutam an HaTorah, however, we decide to institute an Isser on Bosar al Bechorov, that is legitimate. We find a similar principle in the Ramban, Parshas Ve'ezchanan, some other sources. It is also clear from the Rashbo Mesechet Rosh Hashanah Tetzayin and Beis. So according to these Rishonim, what is the Chiddush in Eila HaMitzvah Sheina Novi Rishayel HaChadosh Dova Miyato? We already know this principle from Bal Tosef. It's actually a lav. I could suggest two different approaches. And one is totally contradictory of the other. Tarta de Satra. The first derech I would suggest is this. We know that there is an issue to add on any additional mitzvah or subtract any of the Taryag mitzvahs. However, one might think that a Navi is exempt from this issue because he speaks in the name of a Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch is entitled to add, he's entitled to subtract. So Chachamim v'Soifrim in later generations, they can neither add nor subtract. But a Navi speaking directly in the name of a Kodesh Baruch, well, he could do whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to. And therefore, the Pasuk says, no, do not be mistaken. Even a Navi has no authority to add or subtract. Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is it. Eila ha-mitzvahs v'mishpotim, aleihem ein lozif, u'mehem ein legro. So the Ravu says, even a Navi cannot add or subtract. Explanation number two would be the contrary. Maybe only a Navi is prohibited to add or subtract from the mitzvahs. Chachomim don't have this limitation because they don't speak in the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever they say is either interpretation or decree, either Tekonas or Xeris or Biurim, and therefore there is no limit to what they might say. However, a Navi, because he speaks in the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, only the Navi, Ein a Navi Rishayel HaChadosh Dova Miyato, and the prohibition of Bal Tosef D'Hiroa isn't relevant only to Naviim. The first approach would seem the more reasonable one in my eyes. However, Rashi seems to clearly state approach number two. Yudalad Omedalaf and Mesechet Megillah, the Gemara says, Memches Naviim v'sheva Neviyois Omdu li Yisrael v'lo pichetu v'lo usifo elo mikro Megillah. And the Gemara asks, what was their authority to add on mikro Megillah? Darshu kol v'chaymo Mami Avdes L'cheres Omru Shira Mamoves L'chaim Local Shikain. So the Gemara says, they neither subtracted nor added any mitzvah besides Mekar Megillah. Of course, of Rashi, how about Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is different. It says Rashi, because posko hanevuah, there were no longer Nevi'im when the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was put into place. So Rashi seems to indicate that the prohibition to add on an additional mitzvah is only relevant to the Nevi'im, not to the Chachamim, which would be a Chiddush. In reality, I don't think Rashi has anything to do with our question, with our Shaila. And I think Rashi doesn't deal with substance. Rashi does not try to tackle the substantial question, what was the authority to be mitakan Ner Chanukah? Rashi's entire kavona is just, how about the facts? Chazal say, Memches Nevi'im v'sheva Nevi'is lo pichato v'lo yisiru ele mikra megillah. That doesn't seem to be true. They also were mitakan Ner Chanukah. Therefore, Rashi says, no. Ner Chanukah was not in the time of the Nevi'im. And therefore, when Chazal say, Memches Nevi'im v'sheva Nevi'is lo pichato v'lo yisiru ele mikra megillah, yes, that is true. That is a true statement. The Chachamim added on Ner Chanukah, but that has nothing to do with the Tkufa of the Nevi'im. So basically, I said there might be two different approaches. One approach, number one, seems more reasonable to me. We quoted the Rambam and the Ramban that besides Bal Tosef Ba'asiyas HaMitzvahs, there also is Bal Tosef Da'eroah. What is the source of this aloch? Shnei dinim bebal toisef. Because I quoted before, there are two different psukim. One is in Parshas Ve'eschanan. And in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the posuk is baloshen rabim. Lo tosifu ala dova v'litigru mimenu. While Parshas Ra'etz in loshen yochad, lo tosif ve'lo tigra. The Gra in Aderes Eliyahu, Parshas Ve'eschanan, explains, Lo Tosifu speaks to the Beis Din, and that's why it's Loshon Rabbim. Beis Din is Shlichei Tzibur. Lo Tosif Vanadavar, that pasuk regards to Kol Yochid V'Yochid. V'Sha'as Asiyas HaMitzvahs U'V'Sha'at Kiyuman. That is the Gra. However, Morad Hashmait says the Rambam. And the Rambam clearly has a different opinion. Because in the source in which the Rambam is mechadish the concept of Bal Tosef De'eroah, Perik Beis Arochetes Me'elches Ma'amrim, the Rambam quotes Dafka the Pasuk in Parshas Le'eh, Lo Tosif Al Adovo Velo Tigra Mimenu. So the Rambam quotes the wrong Pasuk according to the Gra, which obviously indicates that the Rambam has a different opinion. And Ketalmud Adan Lefnei Rabbeisav, I think the Rambam is right, because twice in Shas do we find a raya to the Rambam. The Dafka Loshen Yochid indicates Beis Din, while Loshen Rabbim speaks to Kol Echod V'Yechod. Menoches Samechei Yomid Beis Usfarta Menachem LeKol Echod V'Yechod. The full formulation of this drasha is found in Sefri Parshas Re'eh. Once again, we have the mitzvah Sias Waima, but this time Baloshin Yochid. Sfartem Lachem. Is in Parshas Emor, Loshin Rabim. Sheva Shavuos Tispalachol, Loshin Yochid. Parshas Re'eh. So the Gemara says, the Sefri in Parshas Re'eh says, Sheva Shavuos Tisbalacho Yochel Bebeis Din Menayin Lekol Echad Ve'echod Talmud Lo Mesvartam Lachem. So this sugya makes it clear, Loshen Yochid means Beis Din, Loshen Rabbi means each and every individual. And we learn the same principle from Sukkot Daf Mem Gimel, Ve'lokachtem Lachem Shetelekicha Lekol Echad Ve'echad, because it's Loshen Rabbi. However, Chazal Toros, Gavra Rabba Omer Amilsa, Al Techaichu Alai, don't scorn a great man when he makes a statement. And we also find a riot of the Gro in Psikta, the Rav Gaon, a Parshas Ve'eschanan. When the Psikta deals with the Pasuk Lo Tosifu Velo Tigru'u Mimeno Beloshen Rabim, and the Sefri writes, Kigon Yoravam Benavat Shebodo Chodesh Milibo. So, the example that is brought to the Psikta and the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan Beloshen Rabim is Kigon Yoravam Benavat. So this is on one hand a explicit source that there is Bal Tosef Dehoroa, not only Bishas Kiyuman Shel HaMitzvot, and on the other hand, substantiating the opinion of the Gro. Dafka the Posek, first time, Parshas Zechanan, Loshen Rabim, indicates the Issa Al Beis Din, Losif Chag, Losif Moed, Losif Mitzvah, the mitzvahs hatoy. So first we dealt with the basic source of this halacha, and then we elaborated on shnei dinim bebal toisef. Just want to make an interesting comment. There actually is source number three, not only two sources. And that is a very novel interpretation of the Rambam in Egeres Taimon. Ki ha-mitzvah hazois asher anochi mitzavchu hayom lo b'shamayim v'lo me'aver l'yam lo niflesi mocho v'lo erochoi kohi. The Rambam explains, if any time in any era or generation in years to come, if any Beis Din or any Chacham will try to teach you there are additional mitzvahs, you should know he's a Navi Sheker. Because I gave you the entirety of my Torah. Nothing was left in the heavens. Nothing was tucked away and hidden. Me'ever Liam. I gave you all there is. That is the Rambam's interpretation of Ki HaMitzvah Zois. That is what Chazal learned from Elo HaMitzvahs. And according to some Rishonim, it is also allowed, prohibited in Lo Tosifu Al HaDavar V'lo Tigru'u Mimenu. How do we relate to Divrei Kabbalah? Divrei Kabbalah means Nevi'im V'Ksuvim. That is what Rashi writes, Baba Kama Beis Amit Beis. However, the Chavasiyorah questions Rashi's opinion, and he argues Divrei Kabbalah means only Divrei Nevi'im. Because of Masechet Sofer from Perek Yud Ches, we find Divrei Nevi'im and Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Ksuvim hem Divrei Kedusha. Rashi also explains in Churim Kuflam et Zayin, why is Divrei Kabbalah called Divrei Kabbalah? Because the Nevi'im were Makabal Beruach HaKodesh. Anyway, the Nevi'im is Divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam maintains Shoresh Aleph Sefer HaMitzvos that anything that was put into place L'acha Moshe Rabbeinu is Midrabbono. Even though we find various tekonas, some of them instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu himself, but according to the Rambam, beyond Chamish Chumash Torah, everything is Midrabbono. The Ramban in Shoresh Beis wonders, so how could the Nevi'im Bechlal be Mechad Hasheni Mitzvah? Eila Dvorim She'ena Novi Rishay L'Chadesh Davar Me'ata. So the Ramban says the only way to reconcile the Rambam's opinion is that there are even a Novi has the same rules as the Chachamim. And as the Rambam explains, that if a Chacham says, I know, and you should know, that Basar of Bacholav is Mutam and HaTorah. However, we think time has come to prohibit Basar of Bacholav, that is legitimate. If the Beis Din would say, Basar of Bacholav is Mutam and HaTorah, that is a prohibition. So according to the Rambam, the same rule applies to the Nevi'im. If a Nevi says, Kol Yomar Hashem, this is what I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not part of Torah's Moshe. It doesn't have the high level of intensity and chumra as Torah's Moshe. But nevertheless, this is a Lashon Hashem, that is legitimate. It is only if the Novi will argue, this is what Hashem said, and this is like Torah's Moshe, it is then that it should be rejected. The Ramban, on the other hand, argues that the only way we could accept it in the Neviim is whatever the Novi says is actually either interpretation, commentary on the Tayag Mitzvahs, or Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And the Neviim are also authorized to convey Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And this is the source of the machloikis that we find throughout the ages, in the Kadmoinim, and even many Achroinim. So we discussed one of the most basic principles in Torah Shebal Peh. Ein anu v'rishay l'chadash davar. And we broaden the scope of this discussion, not only to Nevi'im, but the concept of Baal Tosef and its various details. One ha'ara, which will make today's shir also in Yonah D'Yoyme, besides being Parshas Shavuah, and besides being a very important concept, and a very basic one in Halacha. Chassidim have the minig regarding Sfiyas Avoyim to say the Tefillah of L'Shem Yichud. So Chassidim have various tefillahs that they say after Sfiyas Avoyim, and in a preparation to the mitzvah of Sfiyah, they say L'Shem Yichud. And the general nusach that we find in all the Sfarad Sidurim, today we live in an era, in a world of confusion. It's difficult to tell who's a Choset, who's a Mesnagad, who's a Litvak, who's a Sfardi. Strange world. So I have come to realize lately that even in the Sidurim Nusach Ashkenaz, they have L'Shem Yichud Kiddush Averichi, which is a strange combination. So Chassidim say, L'Shem Yichud Kiddush Averichi, Hine Neim Echanem Zom, Alakayim Mitzvah Saseh Shal Tzvi, Yisroim Ekamosh Shekosav Betoira. And my great Rebbe, the Klois Amogad Rebbe Zechad Tzedek Lavrocha, rejected this Nusach. And he argued, according to the many poiskim, the Tzvi Yisroim Ekamosh said the Rabbonon, how could we say, L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh, Kamosh Shekosav Betoira? That would be a Cheshash of Baal Tosef. According to the Rambam, that there is a prohibition to paskin that a mitzvah d'rabbanan is a mitzvah d'oraisa, how could we say l'kayim mitzvah saseh k'moy shekosuv b'toyr? And therefore, the formulation that he suggested, and that is actually what he used to say, l'kayim mitzvah sviras voimar v'kosuv b'toyr. And we find this argument in Shas Hashuvas Divrei Yatzev Orach Chaim Simen Reish Yud Dalet. And then he goes on with another tremendous chiddush, and he tries to be miyashev this nusach. So why do we say l'kayim mitzvah saseh? Because maybe Sfiyas Avoyim b'zman hazeh is men haTorah, and if it is men haTorah, and the person that is makayim the mitzvah thinks it's midrabanan, maybe that's a chazon of mitzvah sichas kavona. Because of mitzvah sichas kavona, he needs to be aware of the mitzvah that I say, not mitzvah midrabanan. So this is the Torah of my Rebbe, and I always feel tremendous excitement when I deal with my Rebbe's Torah. However, ein masaponim l'alocha, and I wonder, according to this Sfora, so what is this person supposed to do if he's makayim a mitzvah and there's a machlokes and poskim whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And there are many, many mitzvahs in which there's a machlokes b'zman hazeh, whether it's men haTorah or d'rabbanan. All the mitzvahs of Tu'is Boretz and many other mitzvahs. So he has a problem. If he's gonna be have kavona that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, he's not yoitze, mitzvah sichas kavona. If he thinks it's d'oraisa, then it's Baal Tosef. So what is he supposed to do? So we should say he has to be a mekayim the mitzvah al tanai. If it's a mitzvah d'irais, it's mekayim l'shem mitzvah d'irais. If it's a midrabun, it's mekayim l'shem mitzvah d'rabun. That would be a bit far-fetched. So I think both arguments on both sides are only l'ravchi de milze and only b'derech pilpul. Because even if there is an isser of Baal Tosef de heroa, that is, like the Rambam or the Ramban describe it, if an authorized based in will be mefarsim that there is an additional mitzvah, that is about toisef. What does that have to do with an individual achosid saying l'shem yichud kiddush b'riyah? What does it have to do? Is he saying it to the world? Is that a psak? Is that a chiddush? All he's doing is saying l'shem yichud kiminig avoysav to be miyachad liboy v'datoy and as kavona to be mekayim mitzvah. So it has nothing to do with Baal Tosef. Argument number two. What does the mishmos of l'kayim mitzvah say? Kishem sheyesh mitzvah sasei v'mitzvah lo ta'aseh b'diurai, sheyesh mitzvah sasei v'mitzvah lo ta'aseh b'derabanan. Any mitzvah that's bekum v'asei is a mitzvah sasei, whether it's min ha'Torah or min ha'Rabbanan. So on one hand, we have shavusim d'shabbos, shniyas d'arayis, which are lois as d'Rabbanan. We have ner Chanukah and mikra megillah and mea brochas and tzviyas o'aymer, which are mitzvah sasei d'Rabbanan. And even if we say Kamoisha Kosa Betoira, there's no wonder about that either. What's the difference between Vekosa Betoira or Kamoisha Kosa Betoira? After all, the basic source of Zvi's Moimah, whether it's the Uraisa or the Rabbonon, is Kamoisha Kosa Betoira Svartam Lechem. He said the Rabbonon Shesh Lewikim in a Torah. On the other hand, being Mechadish, that you're Mechayim and Mitzvah with Kavona, that's a Mitzvah Rabbonon, that's a Mitzvah with the Uraisa, you're not Yoitza. Why not? Why not? The basic idea, the etzem concept of mitzvah sichas kavona, the kavona defines the mitzvah as a mitzvah, not as a maisa shelushus. That is the essence of mitzvah sichas kavona. And it makes no difference whether you think it's a mitzvah d'orais or mitzvah d'rabbanan. So to me it is clear. Even if you're mekayem mitzvah d'orais and you're thoroughly convinced it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you are mechaven Hashem mitzvah d'rabbanan lehedya, you are still yoitza, lachatchila yedei chayvosim. And therefore, my feeling is that the Klosim are going to say, but whatever he said, only the Rav Chedemilso b'derech pilpul, even though the formulation of this tshuva does seemingly indicate that he means to put up an argument based on halacha concepts. Tzorach yom. So today we have discussed a very important concept, Parshas HaShavua, tied it into Inyona D'Yoyma. Some of the sources we spoke about and the shaylas we dealt with regarding Svias Uvoyma. Loi toisef al adova v'loi tigra mimeno. We find a line in Chazal, Kol amoisef goreya. This line is in Sanhedrin Peches, defining the din of Zok and Mamre. It has nothing to do with Musa. But Bali and Musa took this line and gave it a different connotation and a different significance. Kolamosif goreya, and therefore the Torah says, Lo tosif waradova velo tigru mimeno. Well, everybody could appreciate and understand, you cannot subtract from the mitzvahs. That is a deficiency. But why can't we add on the mitzvahs and being even frummer than we were required to be? I once saw a famous mushel, I think it's from the Dubna Maggid. I think so. But it doesn't really make that much difference. A mushel is a mushel. So the story goes, once a person knocked on his neighbor's door, new neighbor, they didn't know each other that well, and he said, we're missing a spoon, could you please borrow me a spoon? Lend me a spoon. So he's a bit hesitant, but you know, you want to keep good relationship with your neighbor, gives him a spoon. After 2 or 3 days, he gives back the big tablespoon that he borrowed and an additional teaspoon, a little one. So the lender says, what's this? He said, it had a baby. Okay. Obviously quite strange, but you know, by Eden they say, as meget nemen, you know, if they give, take. Don't ask too many questions. Week later, the same neighbor knocks on the door once again. And yes, how could I be helpful? He said, well, we're missing a glass. I have some guests. Could you give me a jug, you know, a beer jug? So after the experience he had with his neighbor, he wasn't very reluctant, as we could assume. And he says, you ought to happily give you the jug. Gives him a jug. After 3 days, he gives him back the beer jug with a little liquor glass, a little crystal glass for liquor. He says, what's this? had a baby. Okay, you have an interesting house, my friend. Okay, so he takes both. Week later, he knocks on the door once again, and he says, well, I'm missing a leichter for Shabbos. What's a leichter? You probably all know. Candelabra? Yeah. Candlestick. So he says, I'll happily give you one. I'm more than happy to accommodate. He gives him a leichter. 2 days pass, and then 4 days, and then 6 days, and then a week, and no, he hears nothing from him. Starts to get nervous. After 2 weeks, he knocks on his neighbor's door. This time, he's the one knocking on the door. And the guy opens the door. He says, well, do you remember you borrowed a leichter from me? I said, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. So what happened? I need it back. Oh, he said, no, it died. So what, are you crazy? A leichter died? So he says, well, in a house in which spoons and cups have babies, a leichter could obviously die. Passed away. Kol ha-moisiv goreya. And if you feel that you could be moisiv, obviously somewhere down the road, somewhere down the line, either you or somebody else would be goreya. Because if you could add on, you could also subtract. You know, plus and minus. Kruchim yerdu min ha-shamayim. And therefore the Torah says, Lo tosifu al hadavar, lo tigru mimenu. Kol ha-mosiv goreya. Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz wrote his magnificent Sefer Kleisi v'Pleisi an Yoradeya. His Sefer on Hilchas Nid is called Teferes Yisrael, and Teferes Yisrael is a Makuf Tzadikei. Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz rejects a certain chumra, and he writes B'derech Musa, for Moirei Hoiroa, Al tosifu pentigru'u. Don't be overly frum. And don't add on new chumras, which aren't really justified. Al tosifu ben tigru'u. And therefore the Torah says, Lo tosifu na lotov avroi tigru'u mimenno. This would be one approach, but I think ba'oimeku emes, we do not need to go that far. Lo tosifu al hadav avroi tigru'u mimeno mitzad ha'etza. And the reason we are not to add is not lest we subtract, but just as we have no authority and no need to subtract, we have no authority or no need to add on. Atu hu yoitzom v'atu yodeya yitzom. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows avoides ha'odom b'yolomoy, what we have to achieve and what are the means to achieve those goals that we should be achieving. And the Torah is a Torah Shleima. You cannot subtract, you need not to add. Chazal say in various sources, Nozir Choytehu b'pnei shetziyirat zvei min ha'yayin lo'idai lachu masha osro toiro. Are you frumer than a Kodesh Baruch Hu expected you to be? Are you frumer than Rav Yehuda v'Rav Meir, Abaye v'Rava, the Rambam and the Ramban? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what we have to achieve and how to achieve those goals. How to be mitakan tikunim, how to be miyachad yehudim. No dailachu mashos l'toira. And there's the most interesting Yerushalmi right at the very end of Masechet Kiddushin. The Yerushalmi says, a person has osed litnes adin, on every fruit his eyes have seen and he did not partake from. Two different approaches in the Mefarshim of Yerushalmi, Kor Moide and Pnei Moishe. One argues that it's a concept of Bircha Shechiyano. If you see a new fruit and you didn't say the brocha and you didn't eat, and therefore, yes, therefore you were mevatel Bircha Shechiyano, which is a very interesting interpretation, because Medina de Gemori, you do not have to eat to say a Shechiyano. You say a Shechiyano when you saw the fruit. It's just the minig this man has said that we say Shechiyano when we eat. So that would be an unreasonable interpretation of the Gemara. I feel the other pshat. No, it's not because of Berach Shechiyanu. It is because of Kodesh Baruch Hu Boro Loichise Bo Elom Eidavar VeBoro Bo Elon Estoivim VeBriyas Toivis Lahanot Behem Bnei Adam. And if you abstain from being Nana from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's wonderful world, you're a Koyfe B'Tevoso Yishal HaMokoy. A Kodesh Baruch Hu created whatever he created. For whom? For whom? For the Chinese? For the Japanese? For the Africans or the Asians? For Bonov Chavivov? Yes, for them. But also for us. And maybe primarily for us. Now, we do find many Yisurim Derabbanan. But those were Derabbanan. Beruach Kodesh. Boim Megbinosa. Beruach Kodesh Yishorso Bebeis Midrash. Well. We also find a general concept of Kaddish Atzmacho B'mutalacho. But basically, we should know. Al mitzvah satoira ein lahoysef, umehem ein ligroa. The Torah was given miksha achas. And whatever we need to our shleimus huavoida, Shleimus Amidus, Shleimus Uava, and Shleimus Yira is Betaryag Mitzvah Shebetoira Uberetzoin Hashem. And that is essentially the profound concept of Lotusifu Aladovar Volotigrehu Mimenu. Yerosan, we should always be Zoichalasas Retzoinai Belev of Shonai, Shleimus Uavoida. And we should be Zoyche Bekorov Yemenu to Yeshua Yisroel, be as Goel Tzedek, Binyan Beis Amigdosh Bemheiro V'Yomenu Amen.